Can you use thought-based instrument to meditate? You can't, isn't it? Because the moment you create thought, perception, everything is already in. The content of consciousness all in, the aggregates of mind all in. You cannot be aware. So to be aware or to be in the state of mindfulness or sati is aware before the knowing. So this word before the knowing is very important. During this moment is the direct seeing things as they are, without the ego, without the personality, without an entity. Means there is no observer to see what it observes. That's why Krishnamurti say the observer and the observed become one. Means just that thing, like what the Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. It's just like the question, is there a thinker behind the thought? It's the same, yeah. Is there a thinker behind the thought? Just try. Is there a thinker behind the thought? Logical, isn't it? If there's no thinker, how can the thought arise? Logical or not? Huh? But your theory tells you, the Buddha say anatta, non-self. Then how you explain it? Is there a thinker behind the thought? How did the thought arise? Is it because there is a thinker inside that? What do you think? Do you know how you create thought?
Through memory.
Very good. Through memory. So based on this understanding, you actually got the answer. But you don't have the stability of mindfulness to see that. If it's true memory, is the memory a thinker? Ah, it's one of the senses, isn't it? One of the organs, isn't it? Like your ear. There's nobody inside there to hear, understand? Like your eye. There's nobody inside there to see, understand? Smell, taste, tactile, and thought process is the same. So like you say, how do you see? You need the three conditions, isn't it? You remember the three conditions? What are they? Huh? You need the organ, which is the eye, or the organ, then sense data, then the mind, or the consciousness. So these three must interact and come into contact, understand? Come into contact. Understand? So when these three come into contact, like the physical experiment, what happened? Upon contact, the light bulb lights up, understand that? Which means you become conscious, depending on the organ. If it's the ear, conscious of hearing, understand that? If it's the eye, conscious of seeing. If it's the nose, conscious of what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel. Then the brain is what you think. Understand? But it's not a person who thinks. So what happened is thought is respond to memory, understand? Okay, this one is most important. If thought is respond to memory, which means when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, tactile feel or think of something, what is happening? You need to go to the brain. Why? But this is memory. You accumulate all your learning, your whatever conditioning, belief system, theory, even your tradition, everything that you experience, good and bad, everything you accumulate in your memory. So the first thing you go to is your brain, which is your memory. Okay? So this one, the brain, I write separately. Memory is basically your brain. So if brain is where the memory is, that's why to perceive, you always go up to your forehead. You remember? From your forehead, you trigger off thought. How you trigger? That's why your senses are all in front of your face, just below the brain. Okay? So when you see something, take for example, how do you create thought to input the content of consciousness? Yeah, that thing you see, like the Buddha image or my voice you perceive through hearing, you don't know what it is. Understand? So you got to check in memory. The moment you go to memory, it trigger off thought. And what is that thought? Yeah. Ah, to cognize, to perceive. Understand? Otherwise, the memory, without the memory, like a baby, newborn baby, no thought. You understand? But it got no learning, no accumulated memories. Because of that, it cannot trigger thought. But we all, since birth until now, we are so conditioned, we are taught so many things, we accumulated. So our memory is full of rubbish. What do we carry in our memory? That's why Mahayana say accumulation is the cause of suffering. Very true. Because what you accumulate in your memory, your brain, is all the rubbish. Why I say rubbish? Of course, sometimes there are good memories too. Maybe certain time of your life. But most of the time is what? Your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, your sorrow, your lamentation, your hurts, your scars of memory, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your fear, your insecurity. So all this intensify in the memory. Your belief system, your conditioning, your education, everything you accumulate down there. Then human being, because they have this brain, that's the only instrument they know how to act. That's why you act according to memory. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. Because memory is full of your negative tendency with the evil roots. This one is not enlightened. Without yoniso manasikara, it is selfish, egoic. And because it's selfish, it clings, it grabs, it holds, it has all the evil roots of possessiveness, envy, jealousy, hatred. Then when he cannot understand, or when he faces a situation that he cannot handle, he develops fear, anxiety, sorrow. The three evil roots are very active here. But this is not wisdom. This is not Dhamma. Understand? So acting according to memory is not acting at all. So what happens is, when you go to your senses, if you are mindful, every moment of consciousness, whether seeing or hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought, you must see it in your awareness. That physically, the human being, the form and mind, they have to go to the memory to perceive, to cognize, to retrieve the information that is stored, understand? Then trigger off, input the content, make it a thought. That's why thought is respond to memory. There is no thinker behind the thought, understand? The brain is not a thinker. The ear is not a thinker. The nose, the tongue, the eye, and the physical body is not a thinker, understand? So when you understand that, then you understand what awareness is. Awareness is the pure awareness. When you are just aware, it's sati, you aware. Before the perception, before the thought come out and tell you what it is. But this one is not seeing truth, you understand? This one is seeing what you have been conditioned into, what your memory tell you. And this one is always of the old. Your thought is of the old. Because memory means what? Something you remember, understand? It's of the past. Krishnamurti says it's as dry as the dry leaf. It cannot be within the moment. Once you become a thought, it's memory. A memory is what you record or accumulate through the past. That's why it can never be in the present moment. That's why he said thought is basically limited. Why? Because our nature, our true mind is spacious awareness. That spacious awareness is the pure nature. From our true nature, original nature, the first thing that come out is the pure awareness. So this pure awareness or sati is your true mind, your silent mind. From there, it manifests. That is like the energy field to trigger off thought process. That's like the mundane mind, the thinking mind. This arises from that nature, the awareness nature. So without this awareness, you cannot see thought. You cannot understand the movement of thought, the limitation of thought. Because from spacious awareness, our nature, which is the oneness nature, how do you create thought? We have to zoom in, understand? To perceive something, you have to zoom in there. Like perceive my voice. From the spacious awareness, you shrink your awareness to this area to perceive. It's just like when you want to see the Buddha Rupa or the Kuan Yin Rupa, you have to shrink the spacious awareness to that space, which is limited. Then you go to the memory, you perceive, you input the content through your conditioning, views, opinion, and belief system. So once that one go in, it become a thought. That's why thought is limited, just that area. So when you are preoccupied with that thought, what is happening? Let's say you shrink your spacious awareness into a thought. This one becomes limited. Understand? So this thought, because what you are doing is you shrink your consciousness or awareness into this small space. Then what happens? You introduce the contact. And what is this? Sankara sanya. Understand? What is Sankara Sanya? This is the content of consciousness. Content of consciousness. And basically is Sankara Sanya. Yes, thought proliferation. Perceive thing that arise feeling. Anasana. Feeling become conditioned into emotion. And emotion is basically what Sankara is, mind state, mental state. So this is what is going on. You are lost in thought. Lost in thought. In thought. Why? Because you are preoccupied. Listen to this. One P or two P. One. Preoccupied is one P or two P. One P or two P. Two C. Yes. Preoccupied with your thinking. And reaction, which are, LOST. Yeah, correct, thank you. Yeah, very important, almost wrong spelling. So lost in thought means you are preoccupied with your thinking and reaction to sense experience. So now you can understand what is living being doing, what is human being doing. That's why the unenlightened one, the heedless one, they think a lot, understand? When you think a lot, means what? You are heedless. You create a lot of thought-based activity. And I don't call that meditation, understand? But some use it to develop so-called meditation. They focus, they concentrate, so that this thinking cannot move. They kill all the thought into one-pointedness, ekagata, or concentration, energy field, condition state, so that it cannot move. Then they say they don't have thought. They also have clarity. But when you do that, it's a condition state of mind. All the mental hindrances are suppressed. They cannot come out. Understand? You cannot test. You don't know whether you have the wisdom. Because when it is a focused attention, you cannot be aware. You cannot understand the way things are. You cannot understand truth. You cannot understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. You cannot see paticca samuppada, dependent origination, the dwelling. You cannot see the Four Noble Truths. All you cannot see. You can only have theory about it. Now you understand. Okay?